Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Johnny Cox, for today's program. And this is a show dedicated to the genre of music known as the blues. Talk about the blues songs, history, artists, instruments, and whatever we feel like talking about, as long as it's all blues and nothing but blues. Today, we're going to feature a specific blues album. And when I decided to do this, I got online and researched what are the 10 best blues albums ever. Well, of course, B.B. King is number one with Live at the Regal in 1964. And then I think they had Born Under a Bad Sign from Albert King. And then Freddie King, it was Freddie King Sings. Of course, the Three Kings are at the top of the list. And there's more on the list. You can some Muddy Waters and some Howlin' Wolf. But number four kind of surprised me. It was Stevie Ray Vaughan's Texas Flood. Now, you remember the Three Kings and the other guys on this list that I just mentioned are all from the Mississippi Delta. They're all born in the 30s. Pioneers of the blues. You know, started acoustic, went up to Chicago and got electric. But Stevie Ray Vaughan, a Texas guy, he released his first album in 1983. Like, wow. And it was, it wasn't his solo album. It was Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with Tommy Shannon and Chris Layton. And they're really part of a blues resurgence of the 1980s and opened the door for a lot of other guys. And we're going to talk a lot more about Texas Flood in a little bit, but let's get right to the first song on the album, Love Struck Baby.
I saw a ton of bricks that hit me in the head and watched you do the little baby. I ain't over it yet. Every time I see you, make my feels a fine. Heart beating crazy, my blood running wild. Love and make me feel like a mighty, mighty man. Love me, baby, ain't I your man? I'm a love struck baby. Yeah, I'm a love struck baby. You got me love struck baby. And I know just what to do.
Love Struck Baby, that was the title, not the title song, I would say, the verse song on his first album. And you can definitely hear that Texas shuffle right there. And you can definitely hear the sound of a Fender Stratocaster played through a Fender Twin amplifier. And that's pretty much Stevie's signature sound. Like I say, he recorded this album in 1983. Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble with Tommy Shannon on bass, Chris Layton on drums. This is before the great Reese Winans was added as a keyboard player. And it was recorded in 1982, and these guys recorded this album in 2 days. Jackson Browne had a studio, let them use it. They set up in the corner. It was basically a big building with concrete floors. They sat in a circle facing each other, played the entire album live with no overdubs. You know, I don't know if the guys nowadays could actually do that, but that just shows you the talent. And these guys were tight anyway. They were, you know, on the road 200-300 days a year. So they pretty much just went into the studio and played what they played every night live. And that's pretty impressive. And Jackson Browne discovered him at the Montreux Jazz Festival. And Jackson Browne thought these guys were pretty cool. And they were going to Los Angeles. And he goes, hey, man, if you want to record, you can use my studio for a couple days. He gave them 3 days. They took the whole first day. I think they just spent a bunch of time setting up and drinking beer and stuff. But the next 2 days, they turned their head around and got it going. And the rest, as they say, is history. And the next song we're going to do is probably the most famous song that Stevie Ray Vaughan ever recorded. And you can definitely hear this Texas Shuffle with Pride and Joy. There's Pride and Joy, probably the most well-known song by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, and from 1983, the Texas Flood album. And as I mentioned earlier, they recorded it in a studio, just kind of in the corner, facing each other, and no overdubs, played it pretty much live, and what's really cool about it is he plugged straight into a Fender twin amplifier with nothing but an Ibanez Tube Screamer, and that's it. No crazy effects, maybe a little bit on the reverb channel of the amp. No effects on the board. It's just raw. And the recording, when you think about it, you know, somebody records like that, you know, what are they going to do with this now? It's a good recording, but Columbia Records picked them up right away. That just goes to show you right there. They saw the talent in this man. They saw the talent in the band. And not only that, but the first two songs, you know, I played on Love Struck Baby and they're in Pride and Joy. They actually got in the top 20 on rock radio. I think, wait a minute now. You got blues from a white guy in 1983 on pop radio, rock radio, and getting in the top 20. It goes to show you, rock and roll always goes back to the blues. And both those songs right there, 1-4-5, three chord progressions, it never fails. I'll tell you what, here's another one. He actually covered a Howlin' Wolf song called Tell Me, and I didn't know it was a cover of it. You know, you do the research on here and you discover so many things, but here's a Stevie Ray Vaughan version of Howlin' Wolf's Tell Me. Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble with their cover of Howlin' Wolf's Tell Me. I was talking about the recording of this album the other day and how simple it was. And probably one of the reasons they didn't do overdubs is Chris Layton never played to a click track. I mean, he was the human metronome, they called him. He was just an excellent drummer, but not crazy, just in the pocket. And Tommy Shannon, you know, what a great rhythm section behind a great guitarist. And really, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you can't just be a great guitarist, a great singer. You got to have the guys behind you. And these guys aren't studio musicians. These are the guys that toured with him, you know, traveled with him, lived with him and everything, wrote songs with him. And also, when the album came out, it got very mixed reviews. Okay, you know, at the time, you think about it, it's the 80s. There's a lot of hair bands and, you know, Van Halen was coming out and all this. And so-called rock purist says it really wasn't rock. It's more like a bluesy sound. Well, go figure. You know, rock and roll came from the blues. And these so-called rock purists, probably guys from like Rolling Stone magazine who gets everything wrong. You know, they say when Led Zeppelin came out, they said, what a hack band. They'll never make a second album. When AC/DC came out, they said, man, how bad is that? They need to stay in Australia. Well, both these bands are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that goes to show you how much Rolling Stone magazine tells you. Well, I'm sure I won't be getting endorsement from them anytime soon. But hey, don't go away. We got a lot more to come. More Stevie Ray Vaughan on the album Texas Flood. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.